This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where we were at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. It's a busy little Friday. I feel like Fridays are going to be like this from now on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody goes to work on Fridays anymore.
Now, the one thing that's going to throw it off is beach season. Although, and I'm not looking forward to beach traffic on our drives home.
Yep.
Drives.
Yep. Well, wait a minute. Jack, you drive to Westchester.
But yes. I drive 95 that way into the beach.
Couldn't you? What you could do is go through South Philly this way.
Yeah. Who needs it?
I don't know.
Who needs it?
Who needs a better way home?
Well, Jack, not Jack, but Spike, you'll be... introduced to shore traffic.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so actually
your drive down here might be longer.
We haven't talked about it on the air. I am finally moving back to the area, moving to South Jersey. I will be in the great town of Mullica Hill. So
wow.
I'm looking forward to being in South Jersey. I was shocked.
How much are we paying you?
To live in South Jersey? What are you even talking about?
I thought that was one of the expensive ones.
No, it's a normal.
It's middle class.
Yeah. I mean, it's a normal house. You know, how much are they paying you? What are you talking about?
No, I just want to throw that out there.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to not be driving 90 miles each way to work anymore.
We have some breaking news.
Oh boy, hit the sounder.
You gotta hit the sounder.
Breaking news.
I just want to say we don't know what this is.
I know. Per the Sixers, Joel Embiid season is over.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, that's breaking news, Spike.
It is breaking.
Well, I said it earlier.
Well, yeah, no,
yeah, yeah, you said it.
Let everybody else be.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Sixers Insider of the Year.
Well, I just want to say this: everything that has come out this week about Embiid, I've been saying on the show for 3 weeks. So,
not 3 weeks, but.
Well, I mean the
we didn't listen 2 weeks ago.
There's no surgery that can fix it. But anyway, it's big news. I mean, here's the concern about the news, and not about the news in general, but about him specifically in this context, is that everybody around him, I don't know if he does, but every doctor, the team, does not believe that he can rest his way to feeling better. This is not a case of he will just stay off the knee for the next 2 months and come next year, he'll be better. Like that was never part of the plan, and it was specifically the opposite of what they felt would make the knee better. And that's not, we're not just talking about one doctor. Everybody likes to say Sixers doctors. We're talking about doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor thought that him playing on the knee is the best course to recovery. Everything else is a wing and a prayer. So there were some surgeries that they had talked about, and they became public this week about whether it's microfracture, whether it is that hip surgery that would basically have him out for next year as well. You know, they're talking about 12-month recoveries, but microfracture is a low success rate kind of surgery and actually doesn't quite speak to the injury he has unless there's a different thing they found. And the hip thing about changing his gait and maybe taking some pressure off the knee, again, they don't know that that will work. So as a player and a person, I hope that whatever they figure out brings him, I don't know if anything's going to bring him back, but brings him back to playable. Yeah. As a fan of the Sixers, I mean, we need to be prepared for at least next year not having Joel Embiid in it. Not just the rest of this year, but next year as well, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't think I think the shutdown of Paul George is coming in the next week to 10 days as well. And I also think we'll see, you know, Tyrese Maxey's played a lot of minutes this year. Yeah. I think we're going to see, you know, the days where Tyrese Maxey is questionable and plays, I think we'll see a lot more days where Tyrese Maxey is questionable and doesn't play. And that is part of those two guys don't need the beating of this year. And also they want to give themselves every chance of getting actually getting that pick this year, which has to wind up 1 through 6 for them to get it.
Yeah. So. It's time to go capture the flag.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about a good result from a bad year.
Right? We deserve that. Especially if we're not going to have Joel next year, too. Goodness gracious.
Getting the pick at all, 1 through 6, is a win.
Yeah.
Getting one would be, talk about a blessing. So, you know.
The old Friday at 4 o'clock news, though?
Yeah, well, hey, May 12th, keep your schedule open for the NBA lottery. That's all I'll tell you.
Yes, yeah. We are back.
We are back, baby.
We are back.
That's where we were born. That's where we come from.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
We were born of the lottery.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm more relieved than anything.
About it, that we don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, I don't have to think about it anymore. Big fella, go get healthy. God bless. Hopefully, however long of a period it takes, right? I'm already mentally saying he's not going to play next year. So I'm already mentally saying
that. I think that's where you should be.
And
yep.
if he plays, it's more of a surprise than an expectation. Let's hope this at least salvages the end of his career and he can give us something. Because if you can't move him, then he's going to retire as a Sixer great. And I'd rather see him at least being on the floor playing to some degree than just saying, due to injury, his career is basically over with.
And I think the other thing that it'll do, I agree with you on this year, I think the other thing it'll do is provide some clarity on his future in general. They're going to do some sort of procedure, and then they're going to be able to find out if he can play or not.
Yeah.
And if he can't, maybe a medical retirement is in there. So the way that, just so we're clear on how it works, might as well explain it.
So that's possible, too.
So the way medical retirement works in the NBA, because the Sixers could get cap relief from that. So the way that medical retirement works in the NBA is you have to not play for one calendar year. And then the player and the team, if he agrees he wants to retire, the player and the team apply to the league. He gets paid out the rest of his salary, and the Sixers would get cap relief if there was medical retirement, and Embiid would get to get paid every cent
he
was owed.
Money.
You know, so then you wouldn't have to worry about him just sticking around to get paid because he wouldn't need to stick around to get paid. But we wouldn't be able to do that until, you know, whenever the last game the middle of February 2026.
Man.
Listen, I know there's a lot of people that do the pound of flesh thing with Joel.
Yeah.
It's just he's watching him at his peak. He's like the best we've.
It's a beautiful thing.
Pure Philadelphia athlete.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. You're talking about arguably, just from a skill standpoint, how many big men in the history of the game?
Nah, it's like Olajuwon.
Yeah, that's all I can think of. Prime David Robinson before his back got injured.
I was about to say David Robinson. Yeah. From a skill standpoint, because
people don't remember the Admiral. The Admiral was
unbelievable.
A top 5 player.
Well,
in the
he scored 70 points in a game as
and
well.
And he was an MVP.
He was an MVP. Yep. And he turned around the Spurs when he got there. The thing about Embiid that is different than almost every center that you're bringing is we've seen amazing offensive centers and amazing defensive centers. But at Joel Embiid's peak, he was debatably the best offensive and defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
You know, he anchored their offense and anchored their defense. And unfortunately, because of what's happened, we were just there 13 months ago.
Yeah.
He was averaging 36 points.
That damn Golden State game, man.
Kuminga. Yeah, it was 36, 12, and 5. So he was having the best season of his career last year.
After he won the MVP already.
Yeah, he was on track to win another MVP last year.
Yeah. And he scored 70 points in a game.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
And last year was a team that he was, you know, that team was really good without it was him and Maxey.
Without the third guy, yeah.
Yeah, without the third guy. It was a bunch of, you know, role players. It was Daniel House and the French guy. Why can't I remember? Batum.
Nicholas Batum.
Nick Batum and, you know, all that. So
Nico, which I hated.
He's
Nicholas. He's Nicholas Batum his whole career until he came here and he became Nico Batum.
Yeah, they changed a lot of names around here. Yeah. No, but he, I mean, the Kuminga thing is going to be what? The Bryce Pop on Randall Cunningham?
On Randall. But Randall had a great career
Randall
after Bryce
back,
Pop.
Yeah.
I mean, the Minnesota Randall was after Bryce Pop, you know? So the Kuminga thing is the injury that he has that potentially he never comes back from.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are other injuries, but when you think, again, before,
that's the one, though. Yeah.
Before that happened, and even on one leg, he won them a game single-handedly against the Knicks. He scored 50 in a playoff game. He had the best playoff game of his career last year.
On one leg.
After the injury.
Yeah.
You know, I pray for Embiid, for us, that he is able to salvage the rest of his career. And hopefully at some point we're able to remember that five-year stretch where he was playing 68 games a year, 65 games a year, and dominating on both sides. So,
At Paul George, there's no doubt he's asking for a trade this summer.
Yeah, I would.
Because you think he wants to stick around for another year, like with no Embiid possibly out there?
No, at least next year they would have some sort of clarity. And by the way, before they shut him down, I don't think it's accidental that he had a great game against the Knicks. They have to say to him, whether it's out loud or not, look, we need some good. We need film of you being an effective player. If
we're even think about moving you,
if you're going to want to go somewhere else, you know, you're going to have to look like the Paul George people remember.
Yep.
So we may see three more games of that before they shut him down.
Three
more games. Hey man, get those shots up.
Yeah. Get them all up there. Well, now that he's focused on without his podcast distracting him, I feel so much more confident.
Yeah, the 1 hour a week.
Oh man. Okay.
Who knew that a podcast could stop you from doing your whole other job effectively? Not me, Jack.
No.
You?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to ever be. I know we'll move on, but as far as a what if,
and
we got to see it, but we never really got to see it. At man, can you imagine if he had the, like even Shaq had a good run, a good health.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man.
And by the way, Shaq also not only had a run of good health, but Shaq had a run of Hall of Fame teammates from Kobe Bryant to Dwayne Wade and got to experience.
Hell, you can even throw Penny in there.
Penny, he went from Penny to Kobe to Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And, well, Ben was on a Hall of Fame track.
All right, stop it.
Dude, speaking of Ben, did I see a doctored video of him playing basketball? It looked like, I don't know if it was, you know, I can't trust everything.
Yeah, the AI thing.
Yeah, the AI. Was that what it was?
We have a boomer sizing moment here.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't retweet it or anything. But I saw it, and I couldn't believe it was him.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to find it now.
Yeah.
Now I got to see it.
Was it on Twitter? Yeah, it was on Twitter. I saw it yesterday. Somebody else saw it. They'll tag us in it.
Man, now you have me sad about the Embiid thing.
Nah, I'm sad. Yeah, sad, honestly.
Well, it's dessert. I mean, I hope that, listen.
As frustrated as I've been of late with him, I still love him, Joel Embiid. Like,
right.
He was a dude. How many, I mean, when you talk about seeing a performance from an athlete or what have you that you don't get to see, like, that's what he gave us from time to time, just from a big man standpoint.
And everybody pushes back on me when I say he's the most talented Sixer I've ever seen, and at his peak, he was the best player I've ever seen play for the Sixers. It's not a doubt to me.
Yeah.
It's not, and that's not a knock on Iverson, because Iverson had things that Joel doesn't. I'm not doubting that. Like, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, at his peak, he was otherworldly. Like, he was a guy who changed how the other team played on offense and was completely impossible to stop when he was on offense.
Yeah,
he shot threes. He had a sick mid-range jumper.
Yep.
He could handle the ball. He eventually, last year, became a really good passer and saw the floor. He was unstoppable, you know, in the first part of his career as a low post player. It is really sad that we never. And last thing is, it's really a miracle that he ever had the peak that he did, the way that his career started. You know, they drafted him as a big man with a broken foot,
yep,
which is always a bad sign. And then after the first year, whether it was his rehab or bad luck or whatever, the foot rebroke. So there's another year. And then his brother passes away. His young brother passes away. And the injury, Arthur, and then the, you know, got his face broken by Markel Fultz's shoulder, had, like, all the different things that happened. It's really kind of a miracle we got what we did out of Embiid. And I know there are a lot of people frustrated, and we've been frustrated too, but it's really hard to not think of what could have been with him,
man,
and how excellent he was at his peak here. I mean, it was 3 years in a row he could have won the MVP.
Yeah.
Really four when you think about last season as well.
Man. And the more and more we get away from it, the more and more we'll appreciate
it. He'll get appreciated. Yeah, because I guarantee you, we won't see anything like it around here.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, nothing like
you're
him.
You're not getting a big man that has that ability.
Not anytime soon.
Nope.
Yeah. And he, you know, for all of the, like, sort of mopey whining stuff he did,
mm-hmm,
he's interesting too, because you know, we had some. I've had some people compare him to Donovan, how he interacted with fans, but it really, to me, a lot of times was more J-Roll than it was Donovan. Like, I think he loved the fans and gave it back to the fans, and
right.
I truly believe that as much as, even through the things that he said, I believe Joel Embiid loves playing in Philadelphia. Like,
yeah.
I believe that he loved playing in Philadelphia. I believe that he is a player who could take the beating that the fans would give him,
mm-hmm,
and still perform under it. He choked in the playoffs two times specifically that will unfortunately be part of his legacy that he may never get a chance to live up to,
mm-hmm,
but that it doesn't take away the peaks. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't take away the good moments,
yep,
you know?
I agree.
Jack, why don't we do High Hopes at 4:30?
Yeah,
why don't we do that?
Yeah. All right. That was more important.
215-592-95. I'm sorry I treated
it. Look at you being unselfish.
Well, again,
he gave up high hopes.
Well, it's just, you know, yesterday labeled a me guy,
and you labeled yourself a me guy.
Well, yeah. Then I got backed up very quickly by everyone involved.
Well, and you put me as a bigger me guy than you, and I don't think that's true.
I disagree.
All right, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What up, Tasty Cake?
I wanted to talk about Myles Garrett, but, you know, your last, like, the thought of never seeing Joel play again, that's sad.
Yeah.
Because everything both you guys just said was so true. I mean, what an unbelievable talent.
He put 70 on Wemby last year.
Yeah, well, Wemby's a fraud.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%, Spike, that I mean, I was down there a million times. Nobody interacted, even Iverson with the ear, nobody interacted with the fans as much as Joel.
Yep, yep.
I mean, you know, and so much ability as a big, you know, the thing about it is, you know, Shaq had the obvious kryptonite putting him on the line. You couldn't foul Joel.
Nope.
Guy's 80%, 86% foul shooter. So you can't foul the guy either.
Dom,
how do you guard him?
Dom, you are, I think, the preeminent basketball mind on this show and arguably in the city. Sixers-wise, where does he rank on the most talented players ever put on the uniform?
The most talented, you know, I'm an old guy.
It's a big
answer. The most talented player I ever saw.
Yeah. Love it.
The only other guy that I would put up with him, Spike, is also a guy whose career was shortened. I truly believe in my heart, and I've always said this, that if Andrew Toney played 14 years in the NBA, it would be Jordan, Kobe, Andrew Toney in that conversation.
Andrew Toney is another great Philadelphia what if because of injury stuff. Yeah, I mean, he was awesome. Yeah, the thing about, and I agree with you on his interaction with the fans. Like, it's, I almost am, I'm not glad he's not going to play, but I am glad that the will he, won't he,
right,
the aggravation toward him is gone, because I think it is making us forget all of that interaction and how fun he was as a player, the great quotes and the great, like, he had, Tasty Cake, he had, one thing that was similar to Iverson is how much Iverson thrived on the home crowd. And I feel like Joel thrived on the home crowd in a similar way. I think that is one way that they are similar in how much they loved the home crowd here.
Loved the home crowd.
Yeah.
Loved it. It just made me really sad to hear that. And I hope, you know, he's healthy and I mean, can get to come back even a little bit and not go out that way.
Yeah, and, you know, he was much younger, and it was a different situation. But there was a point in BG's career where a knee issue could have, you know, derailed his entire career.
Yeah.
And he ended up playing, you know, a decade and a half after that very same microfracture thing that I said doesn't work all the time. But unfortunately, in basketball, when you start hearing about those type of surgeries, you start thinking about Amari Stoudemire, you think about Allen Houston. Yep. And when you're talking about microfracture in basketball, that is a flashing red light of the end.
Yep.
But I hope it's different.
I think Weber had that surgery.
He might have as well.
He was done after that. Somebody else had it that didn't come back from it.
It's like a last-ditch effort because they don't. It's just not a surgery that works as much as you want it to. And, you know, football provides a certain stress on a body. Basketball is just a different kind of stress. And the running on hardwood and the jumping on hardwood and the pivoting on hardwood is
pause.
Just... Well, yeah, sorry.
Seriously.
Sorry,
holy
guys.
Cow.
Yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
Let it go once.
Yeah. I'm all blue-chewed up over here.
The pivoting on hardwood.
Yeah.
I was still stuck on the jumping on
hardwood. Yeah, well, it gets a little crazy.
Welcome to Chickies on Friday.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to tell you guys is this happens. You say it happens to other folks. It happens to me. While I'm on hold, all three of you guys can have the ability for me to change my bet or my opinion on things. Mm-hmm. Like when you opened up, Spike, you had me. Myles Garrett, you had me. And then I listened to, like, the thing that pushed me towards Zach Vaughn, right, Spike?
yep.
is when Zach, when Jack said they could be another Jerome and Reggie White. That convinced me that we got to get Jack Vaughn because
you mean get Miles
Jerome
Garrett.
And Reggie White didn't win nothing.
Oh, well, that wasn't.
They didn't win a daggone thing. And I mean, as I'm waiting on hold, by the way, Joe Klecko and Pat Gastineau never won nothing either.
Mark, well.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on.
That took a turn. They weren't ready.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. What about Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan? I mean, like, there's some things that have worked out well with a great defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm like Jerome Brown, unfortunately, like passed away, and they had a head coach who was
a loser,
a buffoon. You know, as for, from an offensive perspective, they had a great defense, of course, but they if that. That Eagles team ever has a functional offense at least one time, they probably win something. So
yeah, but Spike, you spent the whole year saying that the Eagles offense was not a top 10 offense, right?
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't a top 10 offense.
No, he said that word for word.
Yep. I didn't say that, but
I didn't say they were. I'm with you, Tasty Cake.
Said,
I remember.
On Beats Day, we can't do this.
They had no special. Like, because I called that day, and I hit you with the time of possession thing.
Oh, you did. You got him on that one.
They weren't special in any. There was nothing they were elite at. That's what.
No,
you said.
No.
They
no.
were not elite at
no,
anything.
No, yeah. no. They were clearly you elite at running the game. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no.
And
no.
offensive line and receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
The quarterback is the one we drew the
that
line
is,
at.
That is the issue. But,
yes.
But all that said, but that is, thank you for the call, Tasty Cake. Tasty Cake said your comparison to Reggie White and Jerome Brown made him not want
to have
that.
Not to, have
to bring
one.
Back the linebacker.
That's a great turn. I love
that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's why he's the best, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is a, that stunned me.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like.
I was back into a corner. I was like, yes, we got Dom. He's on our side.
There's 70 seconds left in the round, and I'm just trying to hide out in my corner to get to the bell because I'm going to get knocked out if I don't. Oh, my goodness.
Who says 70 seconds?
No, I'm saying how much time is left
in the round. It's a minute
10. I like 70 seconds.
What, are you a military time guy, too?
Yeah, you know.
0700?
It's
80 seconds left in the round.
It's 16:23 right now. All right. The High Hopes.
That was pretty quick math, honestly.
Yeah, thank
yes,
you.
It really was.
It's the High Hopes. Well, they say I'm the brains of the show. I'm not the looks.
I would agree. You are the brains of the show.
I'm not likable. I don't look good. I found this out on the internet. Yeah, not likable, not good looking, but definitely.
You are the brains of the show.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I think Jack and I would agree with
you. Yeah, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
Thank God.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. What is happening with Tasty Game, by the way? And the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.